What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's pick up with the economic news. We were talking about Remington having filed for bankruptcy protection. They're going to try and reorganize their debt and stay in business. And I hope they understand that producing a quality product is going to be essential to the company's continued survival. Because recently they've had a very, very bad reputation. And especially, I mean, it's one thing to value engineer a cell phone or something like that. But when you're talking about a gun, you have to enforce quality. And as I said, some years ago, Remington had a problem with certain of its rifles accidentally discharging when they were struck or when you dropped them. And that is definitely not something that should have ever, ever, ever happened. Now then, Tesla, apparently, according to this article in Investment Watch blog, is also on the verge of bankruptcy. And it is a shame because they are wonderful cars. But apparently the market isn't quite ready for them. They're still very expensive to produce. It really is a shame because I was watching Top Gear last night, the new one on BBC. And everybody on the show is saying, yeah, the petrol days are ending. The future is going to be hybrid or electric. And they were talking about this latest offering from Ferrari, which is this 12-cylinder V8 engine. And they were saying, this is the last time we'll ever see this. This is all going away. And I'm in agreement. And when Claire and I had to get a replacement for our stolen Honda, we did try and look at hybrids or all electric vehicles. They were unfortunately way out of our price range, and we did not want to take out a car loan because of what the economy is doing right now. So it is a shame. I think Tesla was doing some really good work. But again, we're in an economy where we're seeing a lot of companies with iconic names going out of business. Toys R Us is going to close down this month. And their partner store, Babies R Us, is also closing down. And that's a problem for Uncle Mike and Auntie Claire, because we're having a mini baby boom in our little courtyard of condos here. We've had two newborns just this last month alone. So that's an issue. But they're owned by the same parent company, and they're going away. We go down to the local malls. We're seeing all this retail vacancy space. We're wondering when we're going to lose Sears. And the American people are broke, and we cannot support a consumer economy. And even worse, here's where it's headed ultimately. When stores like Sears go out of business and they go away, especially on an island like this, the people who repair and service products from Sears, like dishwashers and such, they're going to go out of business as well. And that means because of planned obsolescence, the appliances and products that we have already bought will stop working 3 to 5 years down the road, and we won't be able to repair them, and we won't be able to replace them. And we're basically seeing the fall of our civilization. Now, China, all of a sudden, is pouring huge amounts of investment into Sri Lanka. And, of course, when you pour huge investment into a region, it basically brings you closer to that region. It gives you influence over that region. And this, of course, is worrying India and the West. How dare China move in on Sri Lanka? That's supposed to be part of the American empire. Okay, let's take some more phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wonder when those kids are going to march for stop arming terrorist Stinger and TOW missiles.
I agree. Maybe they're trying to get the kids all riled up about gun control so they don't realize they should be out there protesting the wars. I remember back in the 60s, massive, massive demonstrations against the war in Vietnam. Lyndon Johnson wrote in his autobiography that when he looked out onto that mall outside the White House and saw a million people there, that was the day he realized they'd lost the war in Vietnam.
Yeah, it's too bad nobody marches against wars anymore, huh? Not like that, huh?
Well, we did for a while. We did for a while. When the second war in Iraq started, there were a lot of protests here in Hawaii. I took a lot of videos and pictures. But the corporate media just ignored us, and after a while, people get the message. The media is not paying attention. The government isn't paying attention. And they basically just stopped doing that. I remember one time where there was an anti-war demonstration, basically against the second invasion of Iraq. And right across the street was a pro-war organized demonstration funded by Clear Channel, who is now iHeartMedia, who is now also facing bankruptcy. And the local NBC affiliate drove up, parked right next to our anti-war demonstration, walked right through without even stopping, and went on over and did a story about the pro-war demonstration, which was filled with a bunch of people because they were handing out free sodas and free hot dogs. You can always get a crowd if you're handing out free food. Then they packed up their equipment, turned around again, walked right through the anti-war demonstration without stopping, got in their van, and headed back to the NBC affiliate.
Yeah, how can anybody be pro-war? Isn't that insane? Yeah, like, just that mentality itself. If there was like even one person that's pro, I mean, insanity, Mike. You know, it's just insane. You know, something's gone wrong in this country. We all know that.
It's less about saying the war is good. It's about we have to support our troops, our country, right or wrong. You know, even though the war be wrong, we are in it. We must fight it out. We cannot retire without dishonor. And, it's jingoism. It's slogans. And it's played the same way throughout America's history. Nobody wants to be accused of not supporting our troops. And they equate supporting our troops with supporting the war. Well, that's an absolute fiction. I support our troops. Claire supports our troops. We're very concerned about those who are coming back from the war zones with serious, permanent, debilitating injuries, and they're not being given adequate care by the VA. But we oppose the wars for very logical, rational reasons.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Our own government don't support the troops because they the VA is like a disgrace since the Civil War, probably, right? At this point.
Well, the attitude of the government is, you know, once the soldiers are no longer useful, why bother? They're seen as a disposable commodity in the name of the war.
And, Mike, I don't know if you mentioned this yet. I want to switch gears. What's your take? The Petro Yuan started today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it in a little bit. In fact, it's the second item down on my current list.
Okay, I'll wait.
But apparently, it's a huge volume. It's a huge volume.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network, and we're going to go to Errol in the Netherlands. Aloha, Errol. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Errol in the Netherlands, are you there? I do not hear Errol. We lost him. All right. All right, maybe he'll call back in. Okay, getting on back to the economy. Over in Great Britain, the British government has announced that they are going to seize Russian assets of doubtful origin or of dubious origin. That's a very fuzzy definition, but apparently they've already issued warrants to basically go on out and do a grab of any Russian assets. And when you have a standard of dubious origin, that could mean pretty much all of it. And it's another provocation against Russia. Now, getting on back to what we were talking. Oh, Errol in the Netherlands, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Am I online?
You're on the air.
Okay. It amazed me how ignorant nowadays these students are, and when you see those massive public standing there, nothing about the illegal wars, nothing about the gun sales to Saudi Arabia, to ISIS. Well, they didn't exactly sell them, America, but they drop something with your plane, hand grenades or
bombs,
weapons. Yeah, and
yeah.
And
bombs.
Oh, it's wrong. You know, wrong. When we have all this technology, I want to say one thing. My father was Turkish. We went into the woods. We went with guns and everything. I know how to shoot. And what they don't say, the AR-15 is a sports rifle.
Yes.
It's a sports rifle. Nobody says that. You don't see in a war, you don't see an AR-15. Never.
No.
You only see heavy guns or whatever. But when I saw that, it was very interesting to see that they want to take now the when we are calculating 2001 to nowadays. So when you calculate when the parents from the students had kids, they were like in 1995. So they are 4 or 5. Like, you know, you can calculate. So now they are going to brainwash them. So, like, oh, guns are the problem. Well, I can say to you, in the future, maybe I am a problem. You know why? I did fighting sports. Maybe a human will become a problem. When you do fighting sports, it's also a weapon. So
yes.
They have no idea what a weapon is. The only thing what I see now happening is they want to take away the Second Amendment. And anyways, when I want to have a gun, I can go anywhere where I want. I can have a gun, huh? No problem.
Yes.
I can have a gun. Doesn't matter. And they don't say nothing about it, about the SSRIs. Nothing about the pills that these people, the most of them that are involved in these shootings, they are on SSRIs. They are mostly between 20 and 30 years old, not above that. When you calculate that, 20,
yes.
20 years, 30 years. So, what is your take on that?
Well, again, I grew up in a gun culture. When I was young, I even built black powder firearms. This idea that you can be safe by being disarmed is nonsense. All you need to do is look at any tyranny in history, like the Soviet Union under Stalin or Germany under the Nazis, and realize that disarming makes you a victim of the government. And these kids going around saying they have a right to safety. And by the way, I've read the Constitution. There's no right to safety listed in there anywhere. If you want to be safe, then you need to be armed and prepared to defend yourself. Because as Parkland demonstrated, you cannot count on the police to come in and help you.
Yeah. And that's a fact. And I saw nothing from it. And they were crying. One was, have you seen that one that was puking?
Yeah,
she was,
I heard about
stage
that one.
And she was puking. I was like, do you, I don't say it, beep on your own, beep, beep? She was puking.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this for performance? This was really staged, and I want to say, this is the last thing, I'm going to hang up, and thank you for taking my call. This was, This is an, how do you call it, a learning phase for the old generation to see how the new day's students are brainwashed. This is total brainwashing. And many of them have never handled a gun, shot a gun, or do not understand what protection is. They don't understand.
No, a lot of people out there talking about banning guns, it's very obvious. It's very obvious. They don't know what they're talking about.
I hunted with my father in Turkey, and when we hunted something, we shot it, we were sitting on the place. We ate it. We ate it because my father
yes.
always said, when you hunt something, you eat it. You don't let it die. You go there, and if it's still alive, you take care of it, and then you eat it. Nowadays, they are like, no, guns don't kill people. People kill people. That's it. The psychological warfare, that is what they want to do. They say, oh, a gun is dangerous. Look at Chicago. What is happening there? They banned, what was it, in Chicago? You can elaborate on it. In Chicago, always, yeah?
Yes.
There were guns, always in Chicago. Chicago is always mafia and everything. But they banned it. It was a free zone. Only the mafia nowadays have guns in Chicago. It's true. It's a fact. If you are if you are living in a home there, you have no right on for a gun. You can go to the police, and then 1 hour later they come when the crime has happened.
Yeah, that's the real problem there with all of this idea
yeah.
about not having a right to protect our homes. The police are never there when the crime is actually in progress.
Yeah.
They show up afterwards, clean up the mess, pose for the newspaper photos, and try and act like they're relevant to the process.
Exactly.
But as Parkland showed, no, they're not. And you cannot
Thank
count
you
on the police.
Thank you for taking my call,
Mike. All right, you got it. You cannot count on the police to protect you from violent crime. They're under no legal obligation to do so. And it's ridiculous. We'll get back to that a little bit further on down in the talking points. Meanwhile, we're going to take another phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Mark, are you there? Mark,
yeah,
are you there? Okay,
yeah,
you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say about what you were saying, why people aren't demonstrating, but why you don't have a peace demonstration. Very simple. Four-letter word, draft. If you had a draft, they'd be rioting in the streets. I can guarantee you that.
I
probably
agree.
Probably making it look like be on steroids. The other thing I wanted to
that,
say
that's
is
what
I,
really
I was,
kicked things off back during Vietnam, absolutely. They're trying to hold off on a draft until they can convince the American people it's absolutely necessary because we got to fight those gosh darn Ruskies and those gosh darn Chinese. But you're right. That will kick the protests into high gear.
They'd need a draft even if they were just going to go, let's say Putin decide, you know what, you idiots want to make fools out of yourself and you want to go and have turmoil in your country, and go right ahead and go to war with Iran and Syria and see what happens. And we'll just support them with weapons because that would be enough. They would need a draft for that because you got a demoralized military today. You're not going to get enough of volunteers. You have to go for a draft. People are not that stupid anymore.
They're not just demoralized because so few people are signing up for the military, even with the economic pressure to do so. The military have had to lower their standards. They're taking people who would have been rejected for service only a few years ago. Overweight, obese, mental issues. This is not going to be an effective fighting force. And if they think they're going to draft an effective army from all these liberal snowflakes who burst into tears when Donald Trump speaks, how do they expect these kids to go up against a real serious enemy with intent to harm them?
Of course, there's no way. And the other thing is, like I say too, if it, God forbid, it does become the United States and Russia, and I don't know if they'll, when you talk about a draft, because I don't know how much, I think the world would probably be at an end, or at least the world as we know it, within a couple of days. Pray to God that doesn't happen. But the other thing I wanted to bring up with you is...
Well, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Mark, stay okay. on the line. We've got to do a break for commercials, and I'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
We'll be right back. My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still on the line with Mark in North Carolina. You're absolutely right. When they formally announce a draft, that's when everybody's going to get mobilized, because that's what happened back during Vietnam. Prior to the draft, there were people who were opposed to Vietnam, but it wasn't really a big movement. As soon as the draft was announced, that's when things lit up. And I think that's why our government has tried to avoid a draft up until this point. They're trying to basically boost recruitment with a lot of advertising on TV. In fact, I just got an email from somebody saying that they saw a commercial for high school graduates to enlist in the military. The commercial was in Spanish. They're hitting all the markets, apparently. But it's, you know, recruitment is down, and everybody's complaining about it. And they're taking people who are not really very good. And that may have been the reason we've had all these ship collisions out here in the Pacific. The bridge crews just don't have the smarts or don't have the mental discipline to observe the rules of good navigation. And they get in there with that little wheel in their hands and they go, "Ee-haw, I can play chicken with a cargo ship," and it doesn't really work out that well.
Well, you have examples, too. You had the who's the guy that just traded all those so-called supposedly terrorists for Bergdahl? And you also had this guy, this Air Force guy who shot up the that church there, killed all those people at that church. who was actually, you know, mentally deranged. The Air Force used to be one of the hardest of all the military to even get into, let alone a nutcase like that. And even in the Army standards were pretty high, actually, after 9/11, because they had plenty of recruits, because people believed the BS that the government was selling them. But, you know, I want to get back to, you know, to David Hogg. First of all,
yes,
there's no way a kid, if you want to call him a kid, is a teenager. He's got to be, I'd say, at least 25, looking at him, listening to him speak, and all that. I don't know who he is, whether his name is really even David Hogg or not. I have a feeling he might be CIA or FBI, just like his father, supposed father. And another thing is, I was listening to a show this week on the net, on YouTube, with, I don't know if you ever heard of Holy Demigard.
Nope.
I know he's been in Richie Apple quite a bit. I thought you might know him. And the other guy is Jason Goodman. He was conducting the interviews. He's an investigative reporter. And then you had Cody Snodgrass, who's a former operator. He's a former contractor for the CIA, who was asked to blow up the Murrah building a year before it was blown up, and says, no, get somebody else for that. And he finally come clean. He was in different shows like John B. Wells and Hagman and Hagman. And this guy, I believe he's legit. And they were talking about the various, you know, false flags. Demagogue, I mean, I think he's from Sweden. And he goes over one after the other. All the clues, they leave a lot of clues, probably because the New World Order, I think that's almost ritualistic for them. And
no, it's just these are very sloppy jobs. They make mistakes. Bad things happen. And they have become dependent that the media will not report on the mistakes that they're making to the public. That's the job of the independent media. And that's why they're trying to find a way to shut us down now.
I mean, you got to be a total idiot to believe that Sheriff Israel is just plain stupid and didn't, told us. He was told by the FBI to stand down. This guy Cruz is nothing but a patsy who they were saving.
Yes.
That's why they arrested him. And those four people that that exited the school there, three or four, I don't think those are police officers. They were the shooters, okay? To the kind of gear. Because I really, as low-life as some police are, I don't think you could really get, nickel and dime police to go in there and do something like that, to murder kids in cold blood.
It's entirely possible they were dressed as police officers, you know, as part of their disguise.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they knew. But at the same time, I think Israel knew, and the FBI probably employed these guys. They're contractors. Probably just like Snodgrass, but Snodgrass wouldn't do stuff like that. And I think that's who those guys were, and they're the ones of who I believe did the shooting. As the teacher saw a guy, he saw was in SWAT gear. I heard other kids talking about Army people in there. Okay, while the shooting was going on, there were no Army people in there, and there were no SWAT members in there. These were the people doing the shooting. Cruz probably didn't do anything. As a matter of fact, that girl was actually talking to Cruz. He wasn't armed at the time. He had his backpack, but nothing else. And she heard the shots in another part of the school. I'm sure you saw that. You know, that's also been in YouTube.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, we had it posted at whatreallyhappened.com. And, yeah, this is obviously another staged event. I agree with you. I think that the four men with the pickup truck were the real shooters that went on in and blew some kids away to support the gun grab agenda. And the police were ordered to stand down. I mean, this flimsy excuse, you don't have your body camera, so you can't go on in and save these kids from being slaughtered. And especially the stand down of the emergency medical technicians, that definitely increased the death rate from people just bleeding out on the floor, people who could have been saved. Anyway, Mark, got to let you go, got to do another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Getting on back to the news, and we mentioned this briefly before with a caller. China has launched its yuan-denominated crude oil futures. It launched overnight in Shanghai with 62,500 contracts traded in aggregate. That's over 62 million barrels of oil changed hands for a notional volume of around 27 billion yuan. And apparently this dominated the Brent. The big traders are stepping on in, and a lot of people are very concerned that China has just fired a shot across the bow of the U.S. paper dollar. Meanwhile, in Hollywood, my old stomping ground, they've had a pretty bad season. They've had the worst March in recent memory. They're pinning their hopes on Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One, which opens Thursday, the eve of Easter weekend. Now, March is not really a time when you put out the blockbusters. The blockbusters come out summer season and over the Christmas season. But the reality is that Hollywood has become a liberal propaganda machine. And if it's not propagandizing liberalism, it's remaking movies we've already seen several times before. Coupled with the fact that people just don't have the money to pay for entertainment. And yeah, Hollywood's in trouble. And in one way, Hollywood kind of did it to themselves because they went through their own version of McCarthyism, where really creative people, people who dared to think independently, were basically driven out of the industry. And so now it's a bunch of liberal groupthink, and what they're putting out is really not very good entertainment at all. And that's why films being made in other countries are doing so much better. Hollywood used to dominate the film industry around the world. Now it's just another player. Now, for those of you who are considering enlisting in the military so that you can win a green card, here's a cautionary note. This is coming out of Lizidisu Blogspot. Apparently, there's a U.S. Army veteran who served two tours in Afghanistan, and he's just been deported back to Mexico, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And the deportation follows an earlier decision by U.S. authorities to deny this Miguel Perez's citizenship application because of a felony drug conviction, despite his service and the PTSD he says it caused. So when that recruiter comes around into the illegal immigrant neighborhoods and starts waving green cards, may not play out. If you have any kind of a felony conviction in your background, you could be deported anyway, even after serving in the war zones here. Now, there has been a terrible terror attack in France, and apparently the perpetrator walked his little sister to school. Then he hijacked a car, killing one person. Then he fired at a group of police officers. One of them died. And then he stormed a supermarket, killing two more people before being shot dead. So tell me how that open borders thing is working on out. Apparently the killer has been identified as ISIS. Now, Phoenix has dropped its sanctuary city status. And as a result, crime has gone down. Now, you think about that for a little while. All the sanctuary cities, crime is on the increase. Violent crime is on the increase. Those sanctuary cities are starting to look like Europe. A member put up one of these videos from France where these refugees basically occupied this basilica where the French royalty is buried. And the police had to go on in and get them out. It turned really, really violent. All around us, with our eyes, we can see how this culture shock, clash of civilizations is not working on out. And still you have people like Soros and Merkel who are saying open borders are a good thing. Open borders are a good thing. So a bunch of women in Sweden are being raped. I mean, really, you guys are just so picky. The small price to pay for the one world government. The European Union is under tremendous stress, and a lot of it's the refugees. A lot of it is the predatory nature of the European Central Bank. And apparently Brexit is causing stress among the various member nations that want to break free from the European Union common to protect their own economies from a potential hard exit. So Brussels is trying to hold it all together while seizing more power. They're still trying to come up with a grand army of the European Union. They want to federalize the European Union, reducing the member states down to the level of a U.S. state, completely stripped of any power or sovereignty whatsoever. That could turn into a civil war as well. Now, the Hungarian government is really starting to stand up against globalism, the refugees, and George Soros. And now they're out there basically clashing with the EU over this issue that George Soros has apparently hired 2,000 people to meddle in the Hungarian elections. And the government spokesperson Zoltán Kovács warned that Soros is using his resources to meddle in the upcoming Hungarian parliamentary elections, which are scheduled for April 8. And he insists Soros wants to remove the ruling anti-immigrant Fidesz party and its satellite party, the Christian Democratic People's Party, who formed a coalition in 2014. Now, here's an interesting little story. over at the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum in Poland, they have arrested a 19-year-old Israeli man who was caught urinating on a memorial to the victims of the camp. And the guards at the museum saw the man urinating on the monument near the crematoria in the Birkenau camp and called the police. The man was questioned for several hours before being released and agreeing to pay a $1,500 fine. He could have gotten far worse. Under Polish law, the man could have been given jail time for desecrating a monument or other public place commemorating a historic event. I am willing to bet a whole nickel that what he was peeing on was that plaque that had lowered the number of estimated victims. Several years ago, the plaque said 4 million people died here. And then when they got the Red Cross records and other documentation, they said, no, that's way overinflated. It was only 1.5 million. So they basically knocked off 2.5 million from the number and replaced the plaque. And of course, Israel doesn't like that because it undermines the 6 million mythology of World War I and World War II. Probably most of you don't realize they were using 6 million Jews as propaganda in World War I as well. Now, I'll bet you that's what the guy was desecrating. Now, apparently up in Sacramento, the U.S. military is simulating a nuclear truck bomb attack. It's a terror drill. And apparently this actually happened last Thursday, but it was a huge operation. The Governor's Office of Emergency Services, California National Guards, Homeland Response Force, the 95th Civil Support Team, along with FEMA, Urban Search and Rescue Forces, CAL FIRE, FBI, Department of Energy Radiation Assistance Team 7, and several other emergency response agency for a terrorism and active shooting response exercise at Sleep Train Arena. So they're out there looking for the possibility that somebody is going to set off a nuclear bomb inside a truck. Is that going to be the false flag to launch the war against Iran or Russia or North Korea? Because they're not getting traction just with horror stories about sarin gas or Novichok. We've been lied to so much, and we hear the media complaining about how nobody believes them and trusts them anymore. Same thing with the government. I mean, the confidence in the government's at an all-time low. Trust in the government is at an all-time low. It really is. Yeah, if they're going to move the war forward, there has to be a new 9/11, possibly a virtual 9/11, or there has to be a chemical weapon attack, or even a low-yield nuclear weapon. And remember, they were talking a little just a couple of weeks ago about how some international player was thinking about setting off a low-yield nuclear weapon. Now, apparently, this is funny. This is actually funny. There was, at Portland State, there was this get-together, and during the course of the discussion, somebody just happened to mention that, you know, men on average are taller than women. And apparently this liberal snowflake who dyed her hair green got all upset by that. You can't say that. That's unequal. I'm sorry, it's the reality. On average, men are taller than women. On average, men are stronger than women. That's the reality. And part of the problem we have with liberals is they get an idea into their head and they think that's the real world. And they get very upset with anybody who wants to challenge their fantasy, break their little bubble. It was actually quite funny to see. And she was removed from the meeting there. But again, does our Defense Department really think they're going to draft this kind of people and make an effective fighting force? Or are they only going to draft the children of conservatives? Story here where apparently 24 states are now pursuing free speech bills to protect conservative speakers from left-wing bullies and liberal authoritarians. The pushback is starting to happen. We've been For months now, we've been seeing all these stories where conservative speakers invited to speak at a college and university, and the liberals just go, oh, can't do it, give me Play-Doh, give me bubble wrap, and they just go wacko bananas. And free speech means free speech. And the measure of your commitment to that First Amendment is if you support the right to freedom of speech of somebody who's saying something that you don't agree with. It's very easy to say, yeah, well, I believe in freedom of speech when the person speaking says things you like. There used to be an old saying, you know, I reject what you're saying, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. That's what we need to have here. And apparently, this just gets better and better. Natural news. Apparently, a pro-life group called Created Equal has acquired undercover video footage that appears to show an abortion clinic worker transporting dead babies in a passenger car and then transferring those dead bodies to a Stericycle waste truck for recycling and disposal. This is a gross violation of state law. I mean, aborted babies technically are medical waste, and there are strict rules on how you handle medical waste. You don't just throw them in a trash truck. All right, so let's get on back to that March for Our Lives, because there's a lot of people out there talking about this thing. First of all, they're estimating, at least according to CBS, 200,000 people attended the March for Our Lives gun control event in Washington, D.C. That's far short of the 500,000 the organizers of the event expected, and 600,000 less than initially reported by many news outlets. They were trying to basically inflate the numbers. It's almost 1 million people. It's almost 1 million people. That's how important this is. And like I said before, Adolf Hitler used youth marches to shape the opinion of the German people. That was the main function of the Hitler Youth Corps, was to go on out, march in demonstrations, carry placards and banners, and just keep drumming into the German people's heads the message of the rise of the Third Reich. By the way, a little side note telling you how much the liberals really do care about the environment. They apparently trashed the place. When it was all over, they literally left tons of trash for somebody else to clean up. It's funny, you can count on a liberal to scream about human-caused global warming and, you know, we've got to preserve the environment and we've got to save the polar bears and the rest of it. But when they're actually out there on the street doing what they're doing, they just drop their trash like, you know. And they expect somebody else is going to clean up the mess. And unfortunately, yes, somebody else did have to clean up the mess. CNN is out there wringing their hands and saying, we keep shouting about gun control, but no one cares. Wrong, CNN. We do care. We understand what the real agenda behind gun control is. The complete and total disarmament of the law-abiding American citizen to pave the way for an even more tyrannical government than we have now. Remember how George Bush used to joke, this would be easier if this was a dictatorship? That tells you that's what's going on inside their heads. Now, at the March for Life, kids are out there pushing this idea. We have a right to feel safe, and our right to feel safe trumps your right to own a gun. Well, there are two things wrong with that. First of all, I've read the Constitution. There's nothing in there about a right to feel safe. Feeling safe is a personal responsibility. And again, as Parkland demonstrated, you cannot count on the police to intervene when there's a shooting or somebody runs a red light and hits people on the pedestrian crosswalk or takes a baseball bat and beats somebody to death over a girlfriend, which happened last week. The police aren't going to be there. If you want to feel safe, learn to handle a firearm safely and keep yourself safe. Now, the Washington Post is out there responding to gun owners or gun enthusiasts, basically trying to educate some of these gun grabbers about how guns really work. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. remember that, I think this was about a year ago, somebody came on out declaring that it was possible to convert an airsoft gun into a real working 223 assault rifle. That's how ridiculous this is. And so gun owners and enthusiasts were trying to say, let me actually tell you how guns really work and dispel some of the mythology. And the Washington Post is now saying that gun enthusiasts are bullying anti-gun leftists. They're calling it gunsplaining. You shouldn't do that. Don't you dare try and educate the gun grabbers about how guns really work. That's a bad thing now, according to the Washington Compost. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And during this march, March for Life, and if they want to march for life, why aren't they marching against abortion? But apparently one of the speakers basically got up there and said something that everybody needs to pay attention to. She said, when they give us that inch, talking about the bump stock ban, when they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. In other words, the gun grabbers want to try and start a momentum. First, it'll be the bump stocks, which most people with sporting rifles aren't interested in anyway. Then it'll be something else. I mean, if you look at some of the ridiculous laws they have out there, limiting the number of rails you have on the foregrip, where people who are into sporting rifles, they like to put things like flashlights. They want to limit that. They want to take away the pistol grips. I mean, some of it is just downright silly. But again, notice the focus is always on the sporting rifles. The sporting rifles and the high-capacity magazines. Because these are the weapons that in the hands of the American people can deter oppressive government. And that is the real reason for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment wasn't about a right to own guns. Back when it was written, everybody had guns. People survived during the winter by hunting. They protected their homes with firearms. Having a gun was just an automatic thing. The Second Amendment was about reserving to the American people the means to hold off oppressive government. And there have been a couple of Supreme Court decisions that have reaffirmed that the Second Amendment guarantees to the American people the same weaponry that is in the hands of the uniformed services. In the hope that government will just decide to mind its own business. Because as I've said before, when you look at how abusive government is of us now, when we are all still armed, just imagine how much worse it's going to be when we're all helpless and unable to fight back. Now, Senator Marco Rubio is telling students he does not agree with the March for Our Lives. Rick Santorum is saying, don't march, learn CPR. Learn something useful. Apparently, Bataclan survivor Jesse Hughes slams David Hogue and other leftist operatives as pathetic and disgusting, vile abusers of the dead. I think that's pretty much accurate. That's what the gun grabbers do. They wave the bloody shirts to grab the guns, even if they have to make the bloody shirts, which seems to be happening. Now, interestingly enough, over in North Carolina, in Buncombe County, there is a Democratic candidate for sheriff who is actually campaigning on the idea of simply killing gun owners to confiscate their weapons. And he's trying to make it a joke, saying that, you know, people who say, you can have my gun when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. He said, fine, let's turn them into cold, dead hands. He's saying, okay, yeah. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.